Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lowe. And we're in the middle of the Christina Liu show. And as I said it though before in the last segment, you know, we're making this definitely more touchy-feely, which is very fine. And I'm enjoying it. And at the same time, we are going to be touching on this in the important stuff going around in the town. There's a lot of flyers that the town is distributing. And I'm going to ask Christina, we got how to use a face mask and program updates and scam alerts, which we covered a little bit before, not a little bit, a lot, food bank listings. There's an awful lot of stuff that we are still providing. So I don't want to make it sound like the town is not providing anything. I'm really doing our, instead of old time radio, we're doing the Christina Liu, Christina Cares. That's what we're going to do. Instead of old time radio, we're doing Christina Cares.
I like it. I'm into it. So I just also, you know, as John was a perfect segue, because there actually is an insane amount going on in the town for, you know, without just having events. You know, we're really trying to get creative, especially at Project Independence. So I just want to give a couple little highlights because I was actually putting together a report that I want to send out to all the PI members of just stuff that's kind of been going on in PI. So just from March 13th to April 30th, Project Independence alone received almost 2,000 service requests, and 62% of those were for social work and nursing assistance, which is astonishing, because that means so many people just by that one request were really helped out. And they, you know, and I just want to encourage people to call 311, because even though that they can't directly see you, they can, you know, nursing and social work, they've been giving weekly wellness check-ins, you know, and people, like I said, the emotional component of this is just as important really as the medical component. So that's been going, a lot of counseling. There's been a lot of connecting with different children that live out of state, kind of just about their parents. We've been working with a lot of community, different based organizations to kind of get a referral system going. The PI nurses have coordinated with doctors and pharmacies to get prescriptions renewed and delivered. The social workers have assisted with food delivery, getting that into the seniors' homes, which we know is quite the stressful thing. And just on top of that, every day we are getting in touch with different organizations and different government entities to kind of get them, you know, seniors connected. And which is very exciting. Speaking of Family Children's Association, they had emailed us, maybe it was last week or 2 weeks ago, it's all kind of a blur, but they asked for our, a letter of support because they were going to file for a Green Tree grant to help get food and groceries into seniors' homes. So they just hot off the presses, I just got that today, were awarded this small grant. The family and children chore workers will be doing the shopping, pickup, and delivery. They're able to provide up to 60 seniors with $75 worth of groceries. So our social workers would be able to kind of refer to this program based upon that. Which is good. You know, it's really for people who are having a difficult time getting and affording groceries at this time. So it's an exciting thing to kind of be partner with them, and our social workers can make the direct referral. So that just came out, which was very exciting. Also, what we've been doing is the Zoom. Obviously, we're doing radio via Zoom. We've been doing, you know, all these different weekly meetings. So what's launching is now our advisory committee meetings will be on Zoom. For the month of May, see obviously going forward, but this is just for advisory committee members. And if you are never did Zoom before, you can call 311 and say you need assistance. And Barbara Melman, who was our Project Independence volunteer, you know, guru, technology guru, will call and help you kind of walk you through that process. So that's happening. And on top of these Zoom format, we just launched Project Independence exercise classes are now available remotely 7 days a week, which is huge. You know, we just started off small with one of our exercise instructors, Margaret, but now it's going to have fitness, dance for fitness, yoga, They're all available on North Hempstead TV. So I just want to tell people. So that's Cablevision Channel 18 or 63 and Verizon Fios 46. You can also watch them if you go to mynhtv.com. You can watch the programs there. So, and you can get the full schedule of classes too. So listen, it's just these little things we can do. And it's exciting. And we're also having the book club we have, which is a huge part of Project Independence. It's going to be done via Zoom. So it's just, we're just trying to kind of find these different things that,
Christine, I'm just going to jump in for a second. How do you find seniors are dealing with the Zoom?
It depends. So it's like some people are really into it because, listen, the bottom line is I think Otto obviously is more of our tech, you know, guy, senior. But I think he could even say that it's a relatively easy platform. You know, like if you don't have to know, listen, I mean, there's so much I don't even know that you can do like with Zoom. But if you're just going to kind of do it for its basic function, you know, if someone just sends you that link, all you really have to do is just click on it, you know, and then you can have this and let everyone else do everything else. So like I said, there's some people, but then there's also people who are quiet, and that's always going to be the case. You know, with Zoom also, I want to say, even if you don't have the visual capability, you can still call into a Zoom thing. You know, it's a little different, but if you still want to be a part of something, that's, you know, you have that ability as well. So like I said, we're trying to find these different things. That's why the social worker and nurses make wellness calls, because some people are just comfortable just on the phone, you know, so we have that, you know, and now with this exercise North Hempstead TV programming, you could just watch it on TV, or if you're comfortable with the computer, you can do that. You know, and those are all pre-recorded kind of things. So listen, I think we're just trying to connect everyone as much as possible, and we'll see. You know, I'm curious to see how the advisory committee meetings are going to go and how many people participate, but a day at a time, guys, that's all we can do.
Well, you, when you send the invitation, you have a link right in the email. So that makes it pretty easy, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know, and it's just, you know, the click of that, which I think it's something great. I also want to encourage people that our transportation program is still available. It had early on that also opened up pretty quickly. So it's 2 times per week. And you could do the regular food shopping. It's from 7 to 2 now. So you can go for the earlier hours. You could also, you know, we've been making a lot of different kind of tweaks to the program, really just trying to help people get food. So even if you have a grandchild who doesn't have transportation, you know, they're able to use the program, you know, or if, you know, let's say, listen, I know we've all been struggling going to one supermarket and they don't have, you know, paper towels or something, you know, but you know that this other one next door. So we're really, our mobility manager is really, you know, dealing with those kind of issues and coordinating. And I know they've taken people to CVS to pick up prescriptions. So, you know, medical appointments are still available. Obviously they're not going on as much, but for any of these things, just call 311 or 869-6311. Because I feel like we're trying to help you. That's really it. So, you know, whatever it is, we luckily have the support of the supervisor and the town board right now to come up with new and innovative ways to make it.
Next week is the current deadline, May 12th, that the town's facilities are going to be closed till at least May 12th. So I'm expecting that there'll probably be some sort of an announcement.
Yeah, well, actually just came out yesterday, I believe, or today, I don't know, one of those days, it just came out. The North Hempstead is opening parks for passive use. This is really, you know, because it's as of May, starting May 11th, they will be doing this. So the championship golf course at Harbor Links will also be reopening on a limited base on May 11th. You still have to follow safety precautions, you know, both employees and residents, which include obviously mask covering, social distancing. So it's, you know, we're really trying to do, it was a lot of different talk to different players involved on how to do this, you know, but, you know, the supervisor decided this was the best thing to do right now. And obviously this is going to be, see how it kind of goes. You know, I feel like that's how everything is happening. So that's May 11th. all town parks will be open for a kind of a passive use. So I don't think we're going to have people inside the facilities right now, but it's really just the grounds, you know, because we're trying to encourage people to get out there, but, you know, we've got to do it safely.
Do you happen to know any of the ground rules as far as the golf course is concerned? Like a lot of other courses, tee times are spread out every 15 minutes. You have to walk. There's no drive carts.
I have a feeling, because I actually saw those, and those were, you know, county kind of run things. So I'm assuming that the town is probably going to adopt the same rules and guidelines to kind of space it out. But you could always call 311 and they can connect you right to Harbor Links and get all the specifics on that. I'm sure it's going to be kind of, I'm sure there'll be some kind of press release for that. But
they're not, the golf courses are not opening until May 11th. So yes. Next week, we'll have all that information as to distancing and how it's done and you know, 6 foot apart, et cetera. Because it is important for the person who wants to play golf, you know, to be safe. It does make sense to, excuse me, abide by the rules that are going to be set up. Whether you're going to be safe or not, that's none of my business. You know, it's the people playing golf that have to figure that out.
What's interesting is I play golf and I'm going to play next week. And one of the things that's come up about it is normally I'm the one who drives to other people to the golf course. Now, the question is, no, I'm saying everybody's going to have to take their own car to the golf course. So this friend of mine went the other day just to look at the golf course, and he said the parking lot was packed. And the reason the parking lot was packed was because everybody came in their own car. So there's a dimension to this that you don't think about. You know, getting to the golf course, you should abide by social distancing rules and not have 3 or 4 people in your car when you go. Yeah, so it's just another thing to think about, but you do have to think.
That's a good point. Who would have thought of that? You have a threefold, am I threefold, 100, 200, 300, 300% increase in cars in the parking lot.
Yes.
So what normally would have been 100 is now 400.
Yeah, but with less golfers, because now instead of a tee time every 8 minutes, it's every 16 minutes. So it's half the golfers. And triple the cause.
Right.
Listen, I think right now, like I said, we're kind of, it's like, you know, tiptoeing like baby steps in doing all of this. I mean, it's insane. It's weird. Like I said, I had lost my friend, you know, last week. So it was very weird for none of us to be able to hug each other, which I'm like a hugger. So it's very weird. You know, we had to all go in separate cars to the cemetery. We couldn't like actually stand out there. So we kind of car by car were able to go, you know, so it's, listen, we have to kind of adapt to be able to do certain things. So I feel like it's all just one day, 1 hour, 1 minute at a time at this point. That's all we can do.
Christine.
And I know you have something to say.
Quick, hold it. You're up to talking about it. It's a topic that's come up a lot with people. I have a few friends who died also, and handling a funeral and things like that right now is very different. You know, how do you handle that? You know, I think it's a topic that people are interested in for whatever reason, but they're interested.
Agree. Actually, we're taking a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And when we come back, actually, we're going to touch on that, Otto.